Good morning. It's Monday, August 9th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Groups of people clashed in downtown Portland on back-to-back nights over the weekend. On Saturday, two groups confronted each other with pepper spray, paintball guns, and flashbangs. No arrests were made during the confrontation. Portland police said the fight was over before they could respond. Sunday night, more pepper spray, flashbangs, airsoft guns, and fireworks following a religious event organized at Waterfront Park. Portland police are investigating a shooting near Southeast Hawthorne and 26th. They say there was an incident on a TriMet bus leading to the shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital where he later died. Police say the shooter left before they were able to respond. We've reached out to Portland police for more information. We're working to learn who was involved. Oregon doctors and nurses say they are overwhelmed. Bed space is becoming limited across the state as more people seek care from COVID-19. It's creating some challenges for treating other conditions like heart attacks, stroke, or other trauma. We've seen COVID-19 cases spike in a matter of days. Experts say those who are still not vaccinated are fueling the surge. Oregon fire crews now have the Bootleg Fire 96% contained. They say it hasn't grown in size in the past 10 days. Meanwhile, the Dixie Fire in Northern California exploded over the weekend. It's now approaching 500,000 acres in size, and it is just 21% contained. It's destroyed hundreds of homes and structures and leveled the town of Greenville, California. New York's Assembly Judiciary Committee could start an impeachment process against Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's accused of sexually harassing multiple women, including current and former state employees. Members of New York's State Assembly, the State Senate, and even President Joe Biden have called for Governor Cuomo to resign or be removed. A final Senate vote on the president's infrastructure bill could happen today or early tomorrow. Senators worked through the weekend to close debate on the $1.2 trillion deal. More than a dozen Republicans say they're now on board with the final draft. But critics argue the plan will add billions to the federal deficit. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.